just for the sake of full disclosure, these two lovely people, Mark and Teresa, have consented to share their experience with both finding and beginning to use the nutrition response testing technology to restore their health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hi, you're both on.
Yes. Yep.
Oh, oh my goodness. What a treat. So, were you both listening? Did you have your radio turned on? Were you both listening to the introduction?
Yes, we were.
So, let me ask you a question. Was there anything about that you heard that at least at this stage of the game, that now doesn't make any, you know, that all makes sense?
No, it absolutely makes sense.
Definitely.
So, and I know that both of you came to a talk.
Yes, that's how we started.
You heard me on the radio.
Yes, we did.
And you know, there's a little bit of fuzz there. I don't know what that is, if that's in the phone or what. But anyway, so you heard me on the radio, and you came to the talk. What did you hear that inspired you to take the step and do something?
Well, we heard that there's a possibility of us both feeling better, and everything we were hearing from our doctors was that there really wasn't anything wrong and nothing you can really do. So that wasn't enough.
Well, what was it that you were trying to address, Teresa? And I know, Mark, you know, you can step in any time. So start with Teresa.
Well, for me, I've had headaches, migraines since a teenager. And I was also having skin rashes and just this intense burning in my hands and feet. And there was, you know, no solution. So that was the three main reasons.
Yeah. three
do something else.
Three good reasons. And didn't you have, or didn't I provide you with an experience actually before you even became a patient?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yes. Migraines, like I said, have been a problem for me just forever. And I was at your office having a migraine that day. It had started in the afternoon.
That was when you were coming in just for your evaluation.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. And before I left, my migraine was, I would say, 85% gone before I left the office.
And we hadn't actually really even totally started yet, right?
No, we hadn't. It was amazing. And my prescription never did that. I mean, my prescription would just sort of, you know, make it where I could tolerate it without, you know, being sick to my stomach and just a zombie. But this was great. No side effects. I didn't feel like I was, you know, comatose. It was great.
Just relief.
Yeah, absolutely. Just relief.
But to do that, we had to find your nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing. And I used the nutrition response testing to discover those things. And I talked about something called regulation, right?
Yes.
And of course, at that time, you didn't know what the heck I was talking about. You were just, you know, basically suffering and, you know, never having a complete migraine myself. I can only imagine. I've certainly had bad headaches, but, you know, migraines for how long did you say?
Since I was about 12.
Since 12?
Yeah.
So how many years?
Well, I'm 38 now, so.
26 years?
Yes.
Gosh. Anyway, so we find the nutritional deficiencies and barriers to healing using this really kind of unusual method of testing. True?
Yes.
I mean, you weren't familiar with it, but you were comfortable with it.
Yeah.
Muscle testing.
Yeah, it was different for sure. But at that point, I was open to something different because what I was doing wasn't working.
Wasn't working, and so we were able to hone in with absolute specificity right there on the table within minutes, helping, you know, your headaches disappear.
Yeah, it really felt like a miracle.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. And well, it is. If you don't know the rules of the game, you know, I was thinking about an analogy. I was thinking about how many of us would actually, you know, step into a fighter jet walk up in the cockpit and start, you know, oh, okay, I guess I'll take this for a test drive. And yet, if you think about it in a strange way, that's exactly what we're asked to do as human beings. We're asked to step into a body and, you know, make it work, right? I mean, fortunately for us, most of the stuff is done automatically. But, you know, if we don't know how to support it, if we don't know how to enable it, right?
Right.
Then what happens?
Yeah, it doesn't work very well.
It doesn't work very well. But it's not a mystery, right? Now.
Now it's not, yeah.
It's not a mystery now. And I know you, Mark, you were like me, actually. You were a lot more skeptical, you know, with this whole thing.
In the beginning, that's true, yes.
Well, me too. I mean, you know, I know we're honest about that together. And so you were a lot more skeptical of it. And you came to the talk. And what did you hear that you know, inspired you to move forward with action?
Well, it definitely was a new concept. And, you know, I think probably as you get a little older in life, many times you do tend to open yourself up to new ideas a little bit more than you would have. And I was certainly having problems, you know, in my own.
Like what? Would you share?
Well,
come on.
Okay. Well, all right. Let's say it was probably in the perspective of being a gastrointestinal problem.
Yeah.
With
yeah.
emphasis on the gas.
As opposed to the stro.
Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't pleasant for anybody. Even our cat
was complaining.
Yeah. However, I must say, everybody's benefit, since we started coming, that problem has literally virtually totally dissipated.
Yeah, just disappeared.
90% plus. So
yeah.
that was one of the things I noticed right away. Another element of this, too, which really surprised me, was that I have had chronic osteoarthritis in my left shoulder for at least a decade. And have taken numerous supplements to help solve that problem. I knew that I definitely didn't want to take any type of what they term as NSAIDs or
non-steroidal, right?
Yeah,
right.
Because of the potential bleeding problems that creates over time. So I was taking herbal supplements that did the job actually very well, and I was concerned, making a transition onto this program and no longer taking those supplements.
So you had something that was giving you relief, and if you've got something going on for 10 years, that's a big step to think about, well, let's set that aside and see if this brand new thing is actually going to make a difference.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a bit of a leap in that respect because, you know, again, you have had something that's been pretty, you know, successful for you in alleviating the symptoms, not necessarily curing the problem.
Underlying cause.
Exactly.
Yeah, you weren't really addressing the underlying cause, and ultimately, you were shown that to be true.
Yeah.
Right.
And subsequently, you know, it's been, well, you know, a couple of months anyway, and I've had absolutely no reoccurrence of the problem since I stopped taking those supplements.
Wow. Wow.
Program. So that was one of the most amazing things to me, I think.
And so it does cast a bit of a doubt too on the conservative theory of arthritis, does it not? I mean, you know, if you look at if you do an X-ray and you look in there and it does appear to have bone spur or some calcification of some sort or something like that, and if that is the cause of the pain, right, then how could you be pain-free?
That's right. Also, in my particular case, with osteoarthritis, you know, it's a major degeneration of the cartilage and so on, you know, in the joint.
That's exactly right. And so if the cartilage is gone and that's the source of the pain, then how come you're painless?
Exactly. Exactly. I mean, I really don't know what the answer is. Program.
Well, if we're thinking people, we might question then the conservative, you know, theory that it is the structure that's causing the pain. And then I introduced this concept of regulation to you, which is essentially balance. That is your body's nervous system, the go mode and the slow mode, the autonomic nervous system. Some people may know it as the fight or flight or relaxation response, and some of you techies may know it as the sympathetic or parasympathetic nervous system. But in any event, if that's not balanced, fluidly, stuff happens. Right?
Right.
And both of you have had another experience of that when you came in and I detected some ongoing, what I call the bug du jour.
Right.
Right? When you came in and we found that you had an immune challenge and you began to experience some symptoms, and I told you it was based on an immune challenge. And then I had you take some supplements orally, and what happened to the symptoms?
Just
dissipated, right?
Just dissipated. Just gone. Well, there is nothing in those supplements that could kill a bug. Absolutely nothing. There's no way. But it does immediately, instantly get you regulating. And it's the regulation part that basically alleviates the symptoms. But then the emphasis, of course, is if your nervous system isn't operating properly and it's not regulating regularly, then you've got to treat the underlying root cause of the problem. And so symptoms often disappear long before the underlying causes are treated. And we talked about that, didn't we?
Yes, we did.
And how does that, I mean, do you feel like you're getting a handle on that more now?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Explain it a little bit. I mean, how do you, Teresa, see that now? I mean, if somebody were, just coming and saying, hey, I've been suffering a long time and I've tried, but, it's not working. And I mean, how would you?
Well, I would say that, even though maybe you think you're eating healthy and doing all the right things, I don't think our world really gives us enough information. And I would tell them to go see you because I just feel so much better.
It's the missing information. And, part of my introduction, I talk about having blood tests and saliva tests and skin tests and whatnot, and none of those things revealing to you, which of course is true for you.
Yes.
And it's true for you, Mark. I mean, you had another symptom too, that chronic, you say it. What was that symptom?
Are you talking about
the side pain?
My side pain. And
this chronic pain that was
really bizarre. I just one particular evening we were went out to a restaurant for dinner, and one of our favorite restaurants, and we always generally sit in this one area, and they have these high back chairs, and I just kind of jumped into the chair like I normally would, and I got this pain. It was just almost like a small lightning bolt in my side underneath my arm. I just about fell off the chair. It was severe, and it was so surprising. And then it just continued on over a period of weeks. I was having muscle stiffness, soreness in my right chest area a little bit. And we just didn't know what it was. And
was that unnerving?
Oh yeah, I went. Teresa's reminding me. Yeah, of course, I went to the doctor right away.
I was gonna say,
didn't have a clue. Nice man, primary care physician, just basically had to say, it's out of my realm, and was making references to specialists, so on and so forth. Well, in the interim, we came in to see you, and then after taking some of the, supplements that you put us on, then that started to dissipate. I mean, that's gone away probably about 90%.
Wow.
At this point.
So wow.
That's been a real plus, needless to say,
and we trace that to to food preservatives and dyes and colors and things like that.
Well, exactly, and I guess part of it was obvious in that I had been using a very popular artificial sweetener for a lot of years in copious quantities. I'm talking serious excess on a daily basis. So I guess that should have been obvious to me, but that was a potential problem. But of course, you had me get off of that right away and go with an organic based substitute
stevia,
absolutely fine. I mean, everything I suppose takes a little bit of adaptation, and that wasn't really a major one for either one of us, and that's been fine. And I imagine that's the basis for a lot of the improvement. But what I thought was interesting, though, on a prior visit that I had had with my same primary care physician. I had mentioned this to him, and he said, far as I can tell, there's been no evidence of any kind to support that there's any problem with you using this in whatever amount you want to. So, you know, I took him at his word, unfortunately.
Well, of course, and that's the problem when you're in the world, you know, when the world is being run by chemists, right, as opposed to energeticists using the, you know, energetics of the universe and as it relates to the body. You get this idea that, you know, you can basically recombine any you know, naturally occurring carbon-based, chemical, put it together, and say that it's natural, although it's artificial, right? Because it comes from a natural source. And then, you know, because there's no real testing that needs to be done to show that it's harmful, on the contrary, you know, people are left to their own devices because they're the ones who are going to be the guinea pigs on this. And as it turns out, you and millions of other people are not alone in this, experiencing all kinds of things, chronic pain, allergy symptoms, migraines, sad, seasonal affect disorder, you know, all that sort of stuff. And because there's no studies, I mean, that's like ridiculous.
Well, I think, you know, there's another element, too, that people sometimes, don't really think about, and that is that, you know, you may look at, you know, the ingredients of something that you're ingesting and think, well, you know, gosh, this evidently comes from, a natural source and so on. But what you don't see or don't understand, I think, is, you know, that the process it took to generate that ingredient. And, you know, if they're using harsh chemicals like chloroform or something to extract it, that type of thing.
Right, exactly. Yeah, the processing.
That.
Yeah,
and
yeah, yeah.
Problem.
Right on. So I want to get to, you guys are okay with this, right? It's radio time, and we're coming up on needing to take a break here shortly. You guys will hang on, won't you?
Sure.
Great,
that's great.